الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لكل قوم عيد وهذا عيدنا أو كما قال صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم Respected elders and brothers in Islam, Allah Rabbul Izzat has made this day, the first of Shawwal, a day of celebration for each and every believer upon the surface of this earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has specifically made these two occasions of Eid, that is Eid al-Fitr, which is today, and Eid al-Adha, the only two occasions in the 12-month calendar of Islam wherein a Muslim is ordered and encouraged to celebrate. And we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this purpose of celebration after something which a person has achieved. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished, then Allah ta'ala would have made the moment of celebration or the occasion of celebration after some historical achievement that took place in the past. If one looks in the Islamic calendar, then there are many, many significant historical achievements that took place. There was the Mubarak coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was the Mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was the Hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was the victory at the Battle of Badr. There was the conquest of Makkah. And like that, there were other great historical achievements that took place in Islam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not use those great historical achievements as an occasion for the Muslims to celebrate thereafter. Like other religions use their historical moments and the historical milestones, and they celebrate it year in, year out. And like in our country, we have many public holidays and many other holidays, and these are all to remember what took place in history. But in Shariat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not done that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a day of celebration after two achievements which we as Muslims in this day or in this month have personally achieved. On the one hand, we have the day today, Eid al-Fitr. It is a day of celebration. وَلِتُكْمِنُ الْعِدَّةَ You completed your task that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, that is to fast the entire month of Ramadan. The entire month of Ramadan went by. On the one hand, a person refrained from food and drink during the day. Together with that, with the other commands that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us, not just fasting of the body, or not just fasting wherein refraining from food and drink, but the entire fasting of the entire body had to fast. The eyes has to fast, the ears have to fast, the other limbs of the body also, to refrain from those things which earn the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to increase in the ibadat and those actions that earn the closeness and earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was the spiritual achievement that each and every one of us had achieved. And now, as a form of a reward, that is why the night of Eid is called Lailatul Jaiza, a night of prize giving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now has given us this day as a reward for our achievement that took place in the month of Ramadan. That is, we fasted for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We abstained from food and drink for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We abstained from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We increase in our ibadat, increase in our salah, increase in our zikrullah, increase in our tilawat of the Quran and Majid, purely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this day to celebrate our ibadat and our link that we had enjoyed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the past month. And like that, Eid al-Adha also comes after a very, very Mubarak act, that is the ritual of Hajj and the ritual of Qurbani that take place. After that, we are given that moment or that day to celebrate, and it is haram, it is prohibited for a person to fast on these days. So this is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Friends and elders, together with that, it is also an occasion wherein we remember our Muslim brothers and sisters throughout the world. That is why it is a command also for us to give that, pay that sadaqatul fitr, so that those that are less privileged may also enjoy this day of Eid. And also it is a time also when we remember and ponder about the sufferings of the Muslims throughout the world. And we cannot turn away from the suffering of our Muslim brothers and sisters that is taking place in Gaza. And from that, their suffering, we also take lesson on this Mubarak day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a lot of ni'mat in this country, and we're enjoying a lot of privileges. And those privileges that we enjoy, it is for us to make shukr for those ni'mats, for those privileges, for those bounties. And when we look at what is taking place in Gaza, definitely our heart feels that pain and that hurt for our Muslim brothers and sisters in Gaza. And why not? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the hadith that the believer is like one body. The entire Muslim ummah is like one body of a person. That if any part of our body feels any pain, if one of us has to feel some pain in our head, have a headache, or other part of our body, our finger, then the entire body endures that pain. If you have a headache, then the entire body wants to take the day off. So like that, our Muslim brothers and sisters in Gaza, they are part of us. And now when they are suffering, we feel the pain many, many miles away. But let us take lesson from it. First and foremost, the lesson that we take from it is this, that their steadfastness upon protecting Masjid al-Aqsa, that despite the Yahud making every effort in destroying them, and how many years, this is not a catastrophe that has just started 6 months ago, but it is over 70 years that this is taking place. But despite them trying every effort to remove them and to destroy them, how many reports we hear of them offering high, high prices to purchase their homes and for them to leave, and eventually they are forced out of their homes, but they are still remaining steadfast. And their objective is the protection of Masjid al-Aqsa, our first Qibla, Haram in Islam. So many virtues and bounties Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned in the hadith regarding Masjid al-Aqsa. A person who performs salah in Masjid al-Haram, according to different narrations, reward is multiplied by 10,000 times. Masjid al-Nabawi 1,000 times. And Masjid al-Aqsa 500 times. There are only two masjids that are mentioned by name in the Quran and Majid. One is Masjid al-Haram and the other is Masjid al-Aqsa. One sahabi asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was the first masjid upon the surface of the earth? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned it was Masjid al-Haram. He asked him, which was the second masjid upon the surface of this earth? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned it was Masjid al-Aqsa. Thereafter he asked, what is the time frame between the two, between Masjid al-Haram and Masjid al-Aqsa? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned it was a period of 40 years. So from the beginning, Masjid al-Aqsa is part of our Shariat and part of our Deen. Allah Ta'ala had chosen Masjid al-Aqsa to be that masjid wherein the great Mubarak journey of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken to the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Masjid al-Aqsa had this great honor of being the only masjid upon the surface of this earth that every single Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guaranteed has performed salah in Masjid al-Aqsa. Even Masjid al-Haram does not enjoy this virtue. On the occasion of Mi'raj, every Nabi of Allah was gathered there, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the Imam, and Salah was performed in Masjid al-Aqsa. So it is their courage to protect this symbol of Deen that we have to take lesson from. وَمَنْ يُعَزِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. We also have many, many other symbols of Deen within ourselves also. The orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us take lesson from them. That no matter what, they are protecting the masjid. And let us take stock of our lives. That how many orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are being broken without anyone forcing us to do it. With us following our nafs and following into the temptations of our nafs and our desires, we are destroying and violating the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and breaking the laws of Shariat. Together with our friends and elders, this month of Ramadan went past. Many, many masajid were bombed in Gaza. But despite all that, they still remained firm upon Deen in the open, in the cold. Salatul Taraweeh was taking place. 5 times Salah wa Jamaat was taking place amongst the ruins of the many, many buildings that are present there, amongst the rubbles. But they ensured that they did not discard this duty and this obligation of Salah. Let us also take lesson from this. Alhamdulillah, in the month of Ramadan, the masjid was full. Many masajid, the imam had to go once up front for the remainder of Ramadan to ensure that there is space in the back. Let it be such, or let it not be such, friends and elders, that now the hilal of Eid has been sighted, and now we turn our backs to the masjid. These masajid are a ni'mah, they benefit from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, we do not to read namaz in the rubble, and amongst the ruins of buildings, and out in the cold. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with beautiful masajid, comfortable masajid. If it is hot, we have air conditioning. If it is cold, our masajid are warm. We have lovely carpet in the masajid. And alhamdulillah, in our town, there is no shortage of places of salah. In the past few years, how many musallas have opened up in our areas? This is a ni'mat from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's not only our duty in the month of Ramadan. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. We have to make shukr for these ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if one makes shukr of the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the ni'mat. But if you make ingratitude of the various ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions my punishment is very, very severe. So does Allah make shukr for these ni'mat? And how we make shukr of these ni'mat is to utilize these ni'mat in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us to utilize them. We have these masajid to make them abad. And friends and elders, what is a sign of an accepted Ramadan? Ramadan has passed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us this month to earn our jannat. Allah ta'ala had given us this month to earn our salvation from the fire of Jahannam, to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to increase in tawbah and istighfar, to bring about a clean slate in our life, that this month of Ramadan, to earn the maghfirat and the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hadith it is mentioned that when a person disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a black spot forms on his heart. When he makes tawbah and istighfar, that black spot is wiped out. And thereafter when he sins again that black spot comes. And if he continues sinning, that black spot continues to appear until his heart becomes completely blackened. Allah Ta'ala has given us the month of Ramadan to make tawbah and istighfar and turn back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is a sign of an accepted Ramadan? A sign of an accepted Ramadan is this, that after the month of Ramadan, when the Hilal of Eid is sighted, then a person does not return to the sin that he was committing before Ramadan. Ramadan has not come for us to place a pause on what we were doing from before. And even now start planning that I'm going to do it after Ramadan. Sometimes family members ask, when we are going here, piece of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we are going to do this wrong act or this haram. So we say, no, it is Ramadan now, we cannot do it. After Ramadan we will do it. We're making intentions like this. Let it not be such. It must not be that we just put a pause on our sins, but rather it must be such that we put a complete stop on it and bring about a new life after the month of Ramadan. Bring about a complete change after the month of Ramadan. This is a sign of an accepted Ramadan. Someone asked Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah alayhi, that I wish to change my life. I'm living a life of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to stop sinning. I wish to change my life. How do I do it? So Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah alayhi tells him that there are five things you need to bring about in your life, or five things you need to be conscious of if you want to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he asks him that what are the five things? He says, first and foremost, if you wish to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then don't eat that food that Allah ta'ala has given you. Eat some other food. So this person tells him that how can I eat some other food when all the food belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the Razik. Allah is the sustainer. Where can I get other food from? So Ibrahim bin Adam tells him, are you not ashamed that you are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst you are eating that food that Allah has given you? What is the next point? He says that when you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then don't disobey Allah ta'ala on the land that belongs to Allah. Go and disobey Allah ta'ala somewhere else. So again he tells him that Rabbul Mashriq wal Maghrib, north, south, east, west, belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no land that does not belong to Allah ta'ala. So he says that, are you not ashamed that you are living on the land that belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you are still disobeying Allah? He says, what is the next point? He said that if you want to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then don't disobey Allah when Allah is watching you. Go somewhere where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot see you. So again he tells him that that is not possible. Allah is well aware. Allah even knows what is in my heart. Where can I go where Allah is not watching me? So again he tells him that are you not ashamed that you are aware of the fact that Allah is watching you, but you are still breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the next point? You see, that time is coming when each and every person will have to drink from the cup of death. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. There's no escaping it. There's no denying it. Young and old. Allah only knows when is our time. But every one of us will have to leave this world. Although we live our life and we feel that we are going to stay here forever and ever, and we have plans and achievements forever and ever, and we have plots and schemes forever and ever, and we do not know when the time of maut is going to come. Ibrahim bin Adam tells him that when that moment comes, when the angel of death comes, Malakul Maut comes to take away your ruh, then tell him, give me a few moments. Give me a little bit of chance. I want to make tawbah and istighfar. I've been sinning. I want to repent. In our understanding, tell the Malakul Maut, let me delete my history. Let me clear my box. Let me clear up my files. Give me some chance to make Tawbah and Istighfar. Again, he tells him that it's not possible. He's not going to listen to me. فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. That when a person's times come, not 1 second more, not 1 second less, on that appointed time you will have to leave this world. Again, Ibrahim al-Adham tells him that are you not ashamed that you're disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you do not know that moment that you have to leave this world and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can come at any time. And you're still prepared to keep gunas in your box? You're still prepared to keep the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And what is the fourth point? He says, then when a malaika of punishment are dragging you towards the fire of Jahannam, then beg with them and plead with them, then give me a chance, don't take me to the fire of Jahannam. Again, this person tells Ibrahim bin Adham that that is not possible, they're not going to listen to me. They're not going to listen to me. So Ibrahim bin Adham thereafter tells him that Allah is giving you food, Allah is giving you land, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you. You do not know when is your moment to leave this world, and the punishment, the fire of Jahannam is waiting, but you're still disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These warnings are coming, these reminders are coming. Ramadan after Ramadan is coming as a reminder, as an opportunity for us to make tawbah. Friends and elders, we are not only Muslims in the month of Ramadan. We are Muslims every second of our life. Allah is well aware of our actions, not only in the month of Ramadan, but every second of our life. This is a reminder for us to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not a ritualistic ummah that our masjid is only full in the month of Ramadan and a few other occasions of the year which we feel to be big days or big nights. But our duty, our responsibility is to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our masjid 5 times daily salah. Let us ensure that we bring it in our lives. Let us make it such that now we will turn our backs on the masjid and go back to our old ways. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq of continuing a lot of the good we're doing in the month of Ramadan throughout the year. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Salatul Eid will take place now. We'll just briefly go through the how to perform Eid Salah. The Imam will make takbir and begin the Salah. He will recite Thana. The first takbir, you will form your hands. The next two takbirs, you'll place your hands to the side. And the third extra takbir, again you will fold your hand, and Surah Fatiha and Surah will be recited in the first rakat. Thereafter the second rakat will begin as normal, and the Imam will raise his hand for the three extra takbirs at the end of the second rakat. After each of the three extra takbirs, you will place your hand at the side, and on the fourth takbir, the Imam will go into ruku, and thereafter Salah will be completed as normal, inshallah. Jazak. Inshallah the dua will take place after the khutbah, inshallah. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم وقاتلوا المشركين كافة كما يقاتلونكم كافة واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمدا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إنما النسيء زيادة في الكفر يضل به الذين كفروا يحلونه عاما ويحرمونه عاما ليواطعوا عدة ما حرم الله فيحلوا ما حرم الله زين لهم سوء أعمالهم والله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمدا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد قال تعالى إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم وقاتلوا المشركين كافة كما يقاتلونكم كافة واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لكل قوم عيد وهذا عيدنا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وقد قال عليه الصلاة والسلام من صام رمضان ثم أتبعه ستا من شوال كان كصيام الدهر أو كما قال صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد بارك الله بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على أزواجه وذريته. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأصدقهم حيان عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه، وفاطمة سيدة نساء الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عليهم، وأن كل صحابة أجمعين. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين، اللهم عجل بنصرهم يا قوي يا عزيز، اللهم احفظ مسجد الأقصى يا رب العالمين. اللهم لعن الكفرة الذين يصدون عن سبيلك، ويكذبون رسلك، ويقاتلون أولياءك. اللهم شتت شملهم، اللهم مزق جمعهم، اللهم دمر ديارهم، اللهم زلزل أقدامهم، وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترد عن القوم المجرمين. اللهم أهلكهم، اللهم أهلكهم كما أهلكت عاد وثمود. اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. اذكروا الله يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. اللهم لك الحمد كله، ولك الشكر كله، ولك الملك كله، وإليك يرجع الأمر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. لك الحمد يا ربنا كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا حي يا قيوم، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا حنان يا منان، يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم إنا ندعوك الله، وندعوك الرحمن، وندعوك البر الرحيم، وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا، أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا يا غفار الذنوب، يا ستار العيوب. اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات، والمسلمين والمسلمات، الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز أما تعلم، إنك أنت الله العز الأكرم. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شأننا كله، وَلَا تَكِلْنَا إِلَىٰ أَنفُسِنَا طَرْفَةَ عَيْنٍ. O most merciful Allah, O Rahim Allah, O Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, we thank you for all the ni'mas that have blessed us with. Ya Allah, you have been so kind to us. Ya Allah, you have been so merciful to us. Ya Allah, you have given us so many ni'mats. Ya Allah, we thank you for the ni'mat of Iman. We thank you for the ni'mat of Quran. We thank you for the ni'mat that you made us from amongst the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, we thank you for the ni'mat that you have blessed us with the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, you have blessed us with so many ni'mats. We cannot possibly count all the ni'mats and all the special favors that you have blessed us with. Day and night we are enjoying your special favors, your special bounties. Ya Allah, they are raining down upon us. Ya Allah, but despite all of this, Ya Allah, despite all your ni'mats, despite all your favors, despite all your bounties, Ya Allah, we are very, very weak. Ya Allah, we are very, very sinful. Ya Allah, we have used your ni'mats to disobey you. Ya Allah, we have used your special favors to break your commands. Ya Allah, how ungrateful we have become. Ya Allah, you have given us eyes to make your ibadat. We have used it for your disobedience. Ya Allah, you have blessed us with ears to make your ibadat. We have used it for your disobedience. Ya Allah, you have given us a perfect body working in perfect harmony for your obedience and for your ibadat. You have used it to break your commands. You have given us health. You have given us wealth. Ya Allah, we have used all this to disobey you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but despite that, Ya Allah, you still gave us chance. You still gave us hope. Ya Allah, you continued showering your ni'mats upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are turning back towards you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, from your rahmat and your mercy, Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, overlook our shortcomings, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, guide us to the straight path, the path of those whom you are pleased with. Ya Allah, do not make us from amongst those whom your wrath and your anger is destined upon, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us from amongst those who are doomed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us from amongst your near and dear ones, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us from amongst the Sulaha. Make us from amongst the Atqiyah. Make us from amongst your special chosen slaves, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us from amongst those whom you are pleased with, Ya Allah. Do not make us from amongst those whom your wrath and your anger is destined upon, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, do not take us to task on account of our wrongdoings. Ya Allah, do not punish us because of our sinning and our disobedience. Ya Allah, grant us hidayat. Ya Allah, grant the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hidayat. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, remove the sufferings of your ummah, of your beloved Habib Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, this ummah is suffering. Ya Allah, we are suffering, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our numbers are very high, Ya Allah, but we have gone so weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the enemy are inviting towards us like how one invites towards a meal, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, their thirst for the blood of the Muslims has not been quenched as yet, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, 40,000 have passed away in Gaza, Ya Allah. And yet their thirst has not been quenched yet, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, change the condition of the ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, change our condition, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, change our condition. Ya Allah, remove the suffering of our Muslim brothers and sisters in Gaza, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, how many years their suffering is going on for, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, change their condition. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, the enemy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if hidayat is muqaddar for them, Ya Allah, grant them hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if hidayat is not muqaddar for them, Ya Allah, destroy them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove them from the surface of this earth, Ya Allah. Oma Ya Allah, Oma Ya Allah. Ya Allah, send your unseen help, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, send your unseen forces, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you assisted the Muslims on the occasion of Badr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you destroyed the Ad and the Thamud. Ya Allah, you destroyed the nation of Nuh alayhi salam. Ya Allah, you destroyed the nation of Lut alayhi salam. Ya Allah, you destroyed Fir'aun, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, those that rebelled against you in the past, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you destroyed them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, destroy the Fir'auns of today, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, destroy them and remove them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, cause that planes to crash, Ya Allah. Cause the ships to sink, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, create disunity amongst them ranks, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make them fight amongst each other, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant victory to the Muslims, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, return Masjid al-Aqsa to the rightful hand of the believers, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we know well, Ya Allah, it is because of our sinning and our wrongdoing, Ya Allah, that we are finding ourselves in this condition, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we are turning back towards you, Ya Allah, we are making sincere tawbah and istighfar, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, change our condition, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, change our condition, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, grant muhabbat in the ummah, Ya Allah, grant muhabbat in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, grant muhabbat in every aspect of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant muhabbat in the homes. Grant muhabbat between parents and children. Grant muhabbat between husband and wife. Ya Allah, grant muhabbat between brothers and sisters. Ya Allah, grant muhabbat between cousins. Ya Allah, grant muhabbat in communities. Ya Allah, grant muhabbat between ulama. Ya Allah, grant muhabbat, Ya Allah, throughout the world. Ya Allah, grant muhabbat in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, whatever other difficulty the ummah is going through, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, grant them shifa'i kamila, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, save us, Ya Allah, protect us, Ya Allah, save us from all forms of difficulties and hardships, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, keep us in good health, Ya Allah, keep us with sihat, salamat and afiat, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, save us from illnesses and diseases, Ya Allah, save us from hospitals and theaters. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, save us from all forms of viruses and pandemics, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not show us a repeat of the pandemic, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep us in good health, Ya Allah. Keep us in good health so that we continue making our ibadat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect the Muslims of this country, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect the wealth of the Muslims of the country, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect the businesses of the Muslims of the country, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect the masajid of the Muslims of this country, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect our madaris, protect all our works of deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from all forms of calamities. Ya Allah, save us from natural disasters, Ya Allah. Save us from floods, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from all forms of crime, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from robberies and murders, Ya Allah. Save us from car hijackings, Ya Allah. Save us from lootings, Ya Allah. Save us from home invasions, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, protect our families from kidnappings, Ya Allah. Protect our loved near and dear ones from kidnappings, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us and protect us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, protection is in your hands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is in your hands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us good leaders, Ya Allah. Such leaders that will assist us in deen, dunya and akhirat, Ya Allah. These leaders that will be an asset to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, protect us in every form of a walk of life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect our youth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect our youth from all the fitnas that are taking place, Ya Allah. Especially the fitna of drugs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, guide them, Ya Allah. Save them and protect them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, save them from other fitnas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save them for the fitnas of the cell phone, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make our youth pious, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make them huffaz, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make them ulama, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make our youth be the shining lanterns of the future, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Allah. The time is coming, Ya Allah. The time is coming, Ya Allah, when each and every one of us will have to leave this world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when that moment comes, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make us leave this world with kalima on our lips, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make the last moment of our lives be the best moment of our life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not let the angel of death find us in sin. Ya Allah, do not let the angel of death find us in your disobedience. Ya Allah, do not let the angel of death find us in a place of haram, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us leave this world in such a condition that you are pleased with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make the last moments of our life be such a moment that we are in the highest level of iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the best moment, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. You have given us Mubarak month of Ramadan to turn towards you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we know we did not fulfill the haqq of the month, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever broken efforts you have made, Ya Allah, you accept it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, show us many more Ramadans, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we know we are not worthy of it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but show it to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Allahumma ja'alna min utaqai shahri Ramadan. Allahumma ja'alna min utaqai shahri Ramadan. Allahumma ja'alna min utaqai shahri Ramadan. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaka wal jannah. Wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wa ghadabika wal nar. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al jannah.
وما قرب إليه من قول وعمل. ونعوذ بك من النار، ونعوذ بك من النار، ونعوذ بك من النار، وما قرب إليه من قول وعمل. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من عبدك ونبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك من عبدك ونبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان، أنت المستعان، أنت المستعان، وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.